LP Law, that is a fantastic cup of tea. Thank you so much. Wow, you should start your own little cafe somewhere, LP Law. That's an amazing cup of tea. The things you can do with a tea bag and a spoon and a Sweetex. Okay, this is the English program. We move from tea to which is quite nice and normal, and I love tea, quite frankly. But something which is not nice, which is not normal, and quite frankly, I hate, is the big problem that we have in Liverpool, in London. It is, of course, chewing gum. It's everywhere. Even the Mayor of London is trying to do something about it. Okay, well, this is the English program, or email, Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com, with your comments, thoughts, views, and suggestions. Well, the Mayor of London, Boris, announced on Friday, that's today, the big problem that he's got in London. He's urging a chewing gum cleanup ahead of 2012, the Olympics, of course. He has rallied London to tackle the problem of chewing gum litter. This is in the lead-up to the Olympics. The mayor hosted a City Hall summit bringing together chewing gum manufacturers, disposal and clean-up experts, borough councils and other key organisations. The summit explored solutions to remove chewing gum from our streets and how to change people's behaviour and stop them dropping gum in the first place. They also discussed the latest things that you can do to sort of remove it. I remember in Liverpool they have a guy who walks around with this big sort of water pistol thing, like a hosepipe / water pistol, sort of spraying the ground. But it costs, believe it or not, it costs Liverpool Council literally hundreds of thousands of pounds every year to clean up chewing gum. So imagine what it costs in London. The Mayor of London said gum, What's it called? Detritus? I don't know what that... What's that word, Pilar? I can't read that one. Casts an unsightly stain on our beautiful city, and scraping it off our streets is also a great drain on taxpayers' money. I want visitors in 2012 to be welcomed to a sparkling, clean capital, not be greeted by the sight of chewing gum blighted streets. I agree completely. I think it's horrible. But what can be done? I think they should put a tax on chewing gum. So, because not everybody likes chewing gum. And those who do are obviously potentially going to drop it on the floor or stick it on a chair or under the table. That's the worst one. I hate it when that happens. I found one on the bar that you push on a shopping trolley once. Disgusting. And what's more, the chewing gum was blue. Wasn't even like a proper colour. So I really hate that. Disgusting, disgusting, disgusting. Let's do something about it. By the way, if you have any thoughts or suggestions on what we can do about it, I'm not entirely sure there is anything at all that we can do about this disgusting habit, people leaving bits of chewy everywhere. If you have any suggestions, please write to us, Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com.